88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Having successfully collected samples of the regolith from the lunar far side, China's Chang'e 6 ascender lifted off, reached orbit, and has docked with the orbiter-returner combination. It then transferred the samples into the returner. This report from CGTN.
This is the second time a Chinese spacecraft has successfully rendezvoused and docked in lunar orbit after the Chang'e 5 became the first in 2020. At 2:48 p.m. Beijing time on Thursday, the Chang'e 6 successfully completed the task. The ascender lifted off from the far side of the moon on Tuesday, entering lunar orbit. After four orbital adjustments, it reached a position some 50 kilometers in front of the combination and 10 kilometers above it. The combination gradually approached and docked with the sender through short-range auto-control. Experts at the Beijing Aerospace Control Center say there are risks involved in the docking procedure, but the whole process went smoothly, and the level of precision was very high.
Subsequently, the Chang'e 6 orbiter and returner combination will move around the moon, waiting for the window to complete its return and re-enter the atmosphere, bringing the sample safely from the moon to Earth.
Based on the plan, the returner will separate from the orbiter. It will conduct a series of complicated maneuvers to return to the preset landing site in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region in late June. Zheng Yibin, CGTN, Beijing.
These are the scientific goals of Chang'e 6.
There are two main scientific goals for the Chang'e 6 mission. One is the analysis and research of the geological background of the lunar far side landing area, and the other is the analysis and research of its lunar samples. Speaking of the scientific significance, Chang'e 6 is the first time that humans are collecting lunar samples from the far side of the moon. That, again, fills the gap in lunar sample collection. All 10 lunar sample collections before this were conducted on the near side of the moon. The research on the moon and the study of its evolutionary history were also established from the near side samples previously collected. Chang'e 5 has already changed humans' understanding of the moon. Now, the pre-selected landing area of the Chang'e 6, the South Pole Atkin Basin, is the biggest, oldest, and deepest impact structure known. We hope to collect samples from different areas in different ages. We hope to have an even older lunar samples and have new understanding of the early thermal evolution of the moon.